is Chris Sharp for a second. He says he needs a string. It goes string to string. You can do the dressing, do it pair whatever you want.
I don't have a string with me.
Oh, yes. Well, you get what you need to do and do what you need to do. And we're going to, while you're doing that, we'll play some. Because, you know, back in them early days,
you didn't have no guitar
picker. back before Riley Puckett and his mother. So we'll not pursue that. And his son Doris. I'll tell you what, while we're at it, y'all like these old fiddle tunes because we like to play them. We like to play them, and we like to play them old scary ones that way, way back up in the hollers everywhere. I got about 10 years ago, I got real interested in an old boy named Ed Haley. Have you ever heard of Ed Haley? Ed Haley was a blind fiddler. He was originally from Lincoln and Logan County, West Virginia. And he made his living playing the fiddle on the street. And he played around Ashland, Kentucky, and he played around Huntington, West Virginia, and Charleston. And he was the guy that influenced Clark Kessinger. Clark Kessinger is the guy that influenced Benny Thomas and Major Franklin, and they're the ones that influenced all the young modern contest fiddlers that we have today. So Ed, in a way, he was kind of the grandfather, great-grandfather of modern contest fiddlers. I got real interested in him because I heard some old homemade discs. He never made any commercial records. He was a cash and carry man. He wanted a record. He might go to the dime store and make you a record. He made some records for his son during World War II around the dining room table, and they kept them in the family for years and years. Remember, any time you'd go up in that part of the country, up in the Tug Valley and Big Sandy Valley and everything like that, well, folks up there said, yeah, old so-and-so could play the fiddle, and man, you ought to heard Uncle Ed play. Oh, I mean, now he could do it. And at any rate, I was real lucky to get to hear these records and knew his son and everything like that. So a friend of mine named Brandon Kirk and I have been working for the last 10 years writing a book about Ed Haley, and we've transcribed a lot of these old transcriptions on paper, and we've collected a lot of old photographs because Brandon is from Harts Creek, West Virginia. Anybody know where Harts Creek, West Virginia is? So we've been writing a book about Ed. We got up there and discovered Ed's daddy was a fiddler, and he and an old boy named Green McCoy, they were kind of loafing around, getting in trouble, and they got hired to assassinate a guy over a long boom and a bunch of moonshine whiskey in a store boat, and they paid him off with a can of lard and a sack of flour, and they hid up in a little old scooped out place up in a place called Thompson Branch, and tried to shoot this fella named Al Bronfield, and they missed him and shot his wife through the jaw, didn't kill her. And we interviewed a lot of people that had known her in her old age, and they said that they had nightmares of remembering Aunt Holleen eating soda crackers. They'd look in that hole in the side of her face and see them all soda crackers and turn over. Must look like a laundromat. Soda cracker laundromat. Anyway, I'm getting a little bit off the subject. I'd like to play one of Ed's tunes called Brushy Fork of John's Creek. In key of A. You know where John's Creek is? It was John's Creek was one of the last battles fought in the war between the states, and it was in Breathitt County, right at the foot of what they call the Old Bedstead Mountain. And one of the last battles fought in the war between the states because it was fought after Appomattox. These old boys was going at it and they didn't know the war was over. But they did anyway, and there's a whole bunch of different tunes called Brushy Fork and John's Creek, but this is the one that, Ed played. And it's got, if you were to hear it, you'd think it had a whole lot of chord changes. The way he played, his wife was blind, she played along with him, and they played